DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, is going to seek Cabinet approval to publish the Access to Cash Bill. Sinead Ryan, consumer journalist with the Irish Independent and, of course, host of The Home Show here on News Talk, joins us. Just tell us exactly what this bill will do and whether you welcome it or not.
Good morning, Shane. Morning. Yes, this is the Access to Cash Bill, and it came about after the Retail Banking Review of 2022. This is a key recommendation. And its purpose really is to ensure that, at least for the time being, that cash is available as a means of payment and at ATM machines, and that there's accessibility. It's to avoid, I suppose, people being financially excluded for whom digital banking or digital money simply isn't an option for them or hasn't taken off for them. It's to provide for those who like to budget in cash, people on very, very low incomes or maybe social welfare benefits who like to eke out the money that they spend. And also, interestingly, its recommendation is to provide a safety net against e-banking and cyber attacks. So to have cash always available, protect ATM availability, and make sure that banks follow through on that. So that's the purpose of it, and it is due to come in, and I do welcome it very much.
Does it mean that all retail outlets will have to accept cash?
It certainly means that every single public body should, and most retail outlets will. Now, we know certainly at the moment there is an increasing number of places that say card only, but they tend to be very small retail units that just don't have cash handling facilities. So it's unclear as yet if it's going to be mandatory that everybody has to accept cash, but certainly any of the bigger transactional places certainly will.
Yeah, do we know how many people don't use cards, don't use electronic payments? Like, I have to say, I can't remember, Sinead, the last time I took cash out of an ATM.
Look, I'm with you, and I always have cash on me because I just think sometimes it's nice to have a few bob, especially for tips and, you know, tin rattlers outside the supermarket and that kind of thing. It has been declining. There's no doubt about that, the use of cash. And that is really across Europe and was particularly evident in the pandemic. It kind of sped it up. Now, there are countries that have started to go entirely cashless, Denmark and Sweden. In Sweden, notably, actually, only 2% of transactions are cash, Shane. Right. However, they have actually rolled back on that, and they have had to put in cash access legislation in place. Because even that 2%, it was enough people that they just were finding maybe they were hoarding money at home, they weren't able to get to grips with digital technology, or the broadband didn't reach. And remember, that's an issue, particularly in rural Ireland here. It's all very well saying swipe and tap and, you know, do things online. If you can't get basic broadband, you know, you're not going to be able to do that. So they have rolled back. In Denmark, interestingly, they reported in the year 2000, they had 221 bank robberies. And for the first time ever in 2022, they had none. So they are saying it's a fantastic thing and they are going fully cashless. So, look, reaction is mixed out there.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's about choice. The item you're just talking there on transport, it's exactly the same. It's about giving
those who
cannot and are not yet at the programme in terms of having being fully digital, that choice. At least, I'd say, probably half a generation. That'll lead it.
Sinead Ryan, presenter of the Home Show on News Talk, consumer journalist with the Irish Independent. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.